Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In keeping with our mission to bring you up-to-date information on the newest foods out there, we frequently invite our food scout, Adam Borden, to come on the show, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Corks and Abercrombie. As you can see, Adam's here with us.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
So, what do we have here?
So one of the things I wanted to focus on today is Japanese citrus. Uh-huh. Obviously, in America, we're used to lemon, orange juice. In the U.S., lemons are used to really bring up flavor in a lot of dishes as sort of a finish. In Japan, there are a number of citrus that have been grown, and people who frequent Japanese restaurants, like, for example, to eat sushi, are very familiar with a sauce called ponzu. Mm-hmm. That's probably their first introduction to Japanese citrus because it's made with soy sauce and a lemon juice from a type of lemon called yuzu. Mm. So what I did is I brought in today some yuzu juice.
Right.
These citrus, there are some of them that are grown in the U.S., but what's interesting about it compared to, say, a traditional lemon is that it has a very strong residual flavor. So you can cook with it, and you will get that tang, that sort of acidity that you're used to getting in citrus, but it doesn't dissipate when you cook with it.
Right. Sounds like it would be an ideal component of a marinade.
Exactly. So in addition to bringing some of the juice, I made some salmon last night with a very simple marinade, just some maple syrup, some yuzu juice, and some soy sauce.
Nice.
So why don't we taste some of the juice and you can sort of get a sense for it. It has a much sort of stronger, Jerry, you were saying almost sort of like a peppery kind of...
The sudachi.
Okay.
Yeah, the yuzu is very clementine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much
very
so.
Very fresh.
Yeah.
Sudachi is another one of these varieties. There's three main varieties that you're starting to see in the U.S. Yuzu, sudachi, and then another one called kabosu.
Yeah, the sudachi has an earthy component to me, like almost black pepper. It's amazing, though, because it's intense.
And it has, in color, it has sort of a light yellow kind of look.
Yeah.
There are typically crosses between a very hearty type of citrus and oranges, so a mandarin orange or a satsuma or something like that.
So sudachi is available now.
Yes.
These are big bottles. What are they, 750 mils? Or about that size?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the size of a wine bottle.
Well, this is probably more designed for a chef like you.
Okay.
As a consumer, you're typically seeing yuzu and sudachi show up in conventional marinades, in specialty stores. You're seeing jellies, a lot of drinks. A lot of mixologists now are looking for unusual ingredients. You're seeing a yuzu syrup
or
a sudachi syrup as an additive to it.
Got it.
So that's probably more common. These bottles are typically very expensive.
They're typically
$40 or $50.
Sure. So, you get what you pay for.
Right.
Much more expensive than lemon juice, but much more intense, and you're going to use a lot less.
So here's a piece of the salmon. When you taste it, what's amazing about it is that you'll actually still get some of that citrus flavor to it.
Sure. Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. It really came through. It really persevered.
Right.
Now, real quick, we better move on to the cookies that you brought there. They're gorgeous.
Exactly. So a lot of people have heard of macaroons, which is the American variety with dry coconut. For those who visited France or some of our finer French pastry chefs here in the U.S., you've seen macarons. They're an almond cookie typically made with ground up almonds and sugar. Mm-hmm. The traditional varieties come in a chocolate or a pistachio, but we have here some really interesting ones. We've got a maple bacon.
Nice.
We have a salt, pepper, and olive oil, and we have a lemon basil.
Yeah, they're beautiful,
my
goodness. The colors are great.
I'm guessing, Jerry, you want to try that maple bacon.
Of course I do.
Now, these look like little sandwiches, like almost like miniature hamburger buns with a fabulous little filling in between them. What do you think?
Intense. Very good.
So are we seeing macarons being imported, or are people actually making them?
A lot of people are making them. Again, they don't have a very long shelf life, but they, for example, they're gluten-free. So for people who want a gluten-free diet, this is it. They're also smaller than a cupcake. So instead of eating just one, you could eat three or four.
They're very pretty.
Adam, always a pleasure seeing you, and thank you for bringing all these treats.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.